Father, we thank you tonight and bless your name. Thank you for the opportunity, O God, to come close to you. You have desired it, O Lord, a time, O God, of Sabbath, when we take our rest, O Lord Jesus, at your feet, and listen to you, O Lord, to refresh us with understanding, with anointing, and with blessings. Lord, as we gather, O Lord Jesus, this evening, we pray that you bring the word, O God, to us in Jesus' name. For there's no one, O God, who is able. We are only, O God, channels, O God, by which, O God, you speak. I'm asking tonight, Lord, that you will speak. Let not man speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let nothing hinder you, Lord. Father, tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as to God, you will speak unto us those words of blessing that will uplift us, that will get us prepared, because we know that your coming is soon. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This evening, by the grace of God, I'll just share with us a very popular scripture. I'm sure you must have gone through the scriptures in the period of some time, maybe in the period of this type of meetings. But let's see how the Lord is going to guide us tonight. I'm going to read from the book of Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up the voice like a trumpet. Praise the Lord. You know, and while I was looking at this scripture, the Lord began to remind me of the voice of the trumpet. Praise the Lord. Say, lift up the voice like a trumpet. When you hear the Bible mention trumpet, it's not really talking about trumpet that we use in music. It's not, or when you say the thunder, you hear the voice of a thunder, it's not talking about the thunder you hear when there's going to be rain. Praise the Lord. It's talking about the voice of speech of the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. It is the voice of God that sounds like a trumpet or like a thunder. In other words, when you hear the word trumpet, it's telling you that the message is going forth. Praise the Lord. Say, and show my people their transgressions. And the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and they like to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of God. These people are seeking the Lord in fastings and prayers. That's what the scripture is saying here, just like we are doing. He said, they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. They want to know the way of the Lord. Praise the Lord. But you see, you can see that it's not enough to just know the way of the Lord. The most important thing is to follow the way of the Lord. He said, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. That is, they see themselves as a people that are doing the will of God. They are walking in righteousness before God. And they don't forsake God's commandments. They seek me. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching unto God. You see, but in doing all this, they still find that their prayers were not answered. It was as if God was far. Praise the Lord. And then they began to question. Wherefore have we fasted, they say, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Praise the Lord. That's the question they are asking. There are so many reasons. There are so many things that could hinder our prayers when we make request of the Lord. You know, our standing with God, there are so many scriptures in the there are so many scriptures that tell us how we have to, you know, present ourselves before God. You know, like there's a scripture that says that if you come to the altar, if you bring your gift to the altar, and you remember that you have an oath against your brother, leave your gift there and go and settle with him first before you come and present your gift to the Lord. All these things, God did not say them for nothing. They are not just in the scripture for just being their sake. You see, and the reason why it looks as if sometimes God is quiet is because he has already given us the word. Praise the Lord. And if you want him to continue to talk as somebody who doesn't know what he's doing, he's already giving you the word and has done his best to preserve the Bible. You know, there were many forces that wanted to make sure that we don't see this Bible. They took it, they burnt it, they hid it, they did all kinds of things, killed Christians and all that, so that we, you and I, will not get this Bible. But God has done his best to make sure that this Bible is in our hands. We ought to give God a clap offering for that. Praise the Lord. So now, we have this word. And he has stated everything that we need to know. Even though this is not everything that God has ever said, or that God, you know, may want us to know, or that, but this is enough to take us to the kingdom. Praise the Lord. So, he is saying here that we should study the word and do exactly what it says. Praise the Lord. Because there are a lot of people that love Jesus. They love Jesus. You know? And they talk about him. They respect him. But just as another man who has got there before them. Praise the Lord. They see him as someone who has got there just before them. Then too we get to that point. They don't need to go through him. Praise the Lord. Some people have people, it's a wise man. Oh, it's a prophet. There are many ways that people look at him. But here he said, we have afflicted ourselves. Wherefore have we fasted? They say, verse 3, I'm going through that again. And thou seest not, wherefore have we afflicted our souls, thou takest no knowledge. Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure, and exact all your labors. Praise the Lord. You see, and the Lord is trying to bring out something here. Fasting, waiting on the Lord, what God expects of us. Behold, you fast for strife and for debate, and to smite with the feast of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. There are those that want to fast and let people know, I'm just going through a 40 days fasting, so that people will know that they can fast and all that, and so on and so forth. In fact, somebody said to me the other day, some time ago, I was trying to correct him on certain things that he was doing. He said, look, I have just come down from a 40 days fasting. You know, and praise the Lord. And I kept quiet. But when the Lord began to deal with him, he had to come back and take instruction. Because you can't bribe God with your fasting. How many of you know that fasting is not a magic wand? That once you fast, you get what you are fasting for. It's not. God is not a magician. Praise the Lord. But God will give you a miracle when you do it in the right spirit, in the right manner. Praise the Lord. Fasting is only to put your flesh in check so that your spirit can communicate with God freely. That's just what it does for you. Praise the Lord. You put your body under. Because when in the book of Genesis, the Bible said, God told them then, subdue the earth and rule over it. It's not the physical earth
If you don't subdue your own flesh body, how can you begin to talk about subduing the elements? Praise the Lord. So you have to make sure that your own flesh is put under. That the spirit, which is the real you, is the one that is in charge. Praise the Lord. So that is what exactly God wants. So there are so many reasons why the people were fasting here. Some of them because they want to contend with other people, or they want to go and fast and pray to kill their enemies and all that. So many reasons. So, but God is saying that is not the reason why we should fast. Now he said in verse 5, is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? It's not just afflicting the soul. You know? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will that call this a fast and an acceptable day unto the Lord? It's not the fast that I have chosen. Now I want you to listen. To lose the bands of wickedness. Praise the Lord. To lose the bands of wickedness, whether it is wickedness against somebody or wickedness against yourself or wickedness, whatever area. Praise the Lord. If you are holding somebody bound, you have to set the person free. Praise the Lord. You know, in our language, we used to make a proverb, say, he that is holding somebody down is holding himself. You see, because when you are holding somebody down, you can't go anywhere. Because you must hold him down. If you leave him and move, the person will stand up and move. So, spiritually too, when you are holding somebody down spiritually, that's exactly what it means, what happens too. You are holding yourself down. Because the Bible says, if we do not forgive, our Father will not also forgive us. Praise the Lord. So, all these things are principles that God wants us to observe, so that we can be like him, because we are desiring to be like Jesus. Praise the Lord. And that's, you know, what our goal is. He said, to lose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens. Undo the heavy burdens. Praise the Lord. And to let the oppressed go free. There are people that are being oppressed today by many, you know, in so many places. But the Bible is saying, let the person that is being oppressed go free. And also, in our time of waiting on the Lord, we should not really just focus on ourselves. It should be a time for us to reach out to the people that are under oppression. Other people that are, you know, they said, there's one children's song that they used to sing, J-O-Y. This is what it means. Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. So you look at, J is for Jesus, O is for others, Y is for yourself. So if you want to have joy, you put Jesus first, put yourself last, and put others in between. Praise the Lord. So when we are waiting on the Lord, we should make it a time to focus on other people, praying for other people, praying for other issues. Because there are people that are out there that don't have any help. They don't know which way they are going. They don't know how to get, you know, delivered from what is ailing them. But you that have this knowledge, you that know, you see, when you pray for others, you know, it's like giving. Praise the Lord. When you pray for others, what are you doing? You are giving. And you know that the Bible says it's better to give than to receive. And if you go and check the scripture where Jesus was talking about asking, he said, if you ask, you will receive. But when he was talking about giving, he said, if you give, you shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Praise the Lord. So when you give, it is more rewarding than when you ask. Praise the Lord. Because God knows what you need before you even approach him. So if you make your life a life of sacrifice, sacrificing for others, then God himself will not forget you. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I said, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? Praise the Lord. There are sometimes of us, when we fast, we will reserve our breakfast and our lunch so that when we break the fast, we will now settle down and eat all that we have not eaten when we are fasting. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, is it not to deal your bread to the hungry? Amen? So, when you give to those who are in need, it is God also recognizes as a sacrifice, and that will be rewarded. And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thine house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Now, see the blessings. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Amen? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. You know, in this America, I just discovered that health issues takes, you know, a very high place in the society. Everybody is talking about this sickness or that disease or that medicine or the other, everything, you see. Praise the Lord. You see, but we should remember what God has promised us. Amen? Amen. God did not just promise us divine healing, He promised us divine health. And if we are obedient to God and do the will of God, we will not need to go to the doctor. Praise the Lord. I know what I'm saying. Because experience is the best teacher. Praise the Lord. Experience is the best teacher. It doesn't mean that you will not feel some squeak or some things in your body, but you know how to just take it to God and you get your deliverance. Praise the Lord. So, we have to ensure that we obey God's health laws. And there are so many things, and I don't want to divert into that, but it's important that we know that our health will spring forth when we do all the things that the scripture has commanded us. Remember, even the scripture says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, which includes bread. Praise the Lord. You see, but everything in its own order and ordered. Praise the Lord. So we should learn to eat the proper food for the sake of our health. Eat what is good for you. You see, because you are trying to renew your body. And the body is the same with the food you eat. The trees and they are all from the earth. So when you eat good food, it nourishes your body. If you eat the food that is not good, that is not that maybe has lost all the nutrients that God is supposed to put inside, it will not nourish your body. Praise the Lord. I mean, it's just simple logic. So we should eat good food and all that. That's part of it. You see, but also the spiritual exercise that we do. Praise ye the Lord. Said. And thy head shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. Amen? Amen? And the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Praise the Lord. The glory of the Lord will be your reward. God will reward you. God will show you. The Lord will project you anywhere you go. Praise the Lord. Then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Praise the Lord. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. You know, he's not gone anywhere. Praise the Lord. He doesn't go, he doesn't come. He's always there. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger pointing, and speaking vanity. Praise the Lord. There are many times we say so many things that are of no value. You know, they don't add value to our lives. They don't add value to anybody's life. You know? No, there's a song that says, let's talk about Jesus more and more. Praise the Lord. It's better to talk about Jesus more and more. When you sit down to discuss Jesus. You know? And he will always be there. Because he said, we are two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there. Praise the Lord. He said, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as a noonday. That is, assuming that, you know what it means for somebody to say your darkness is as noonday. What can be brighter? What can be, that is, no matter whatever it is, you know, even if you think it's darkness, it will be like noonday. Praise the Lord. And there is no part, there's no time in the day that is brighter than noon. When the sun is standing right up overhead and, you know, dispersing light all over. Praise the Lord. So, that means you are going to be filled with light. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water, whose water fail not. Praise the Lord. You know, I'd like to just give small testimony of what happened to me when I was working, when I was still working back there in Nigeria. I was working in a company. And of course, I was a Christian, and there's many of my colleagues were not. And every time, I'm a very happy person. I like to just praise God all the time, you know. And so these people will think that they normally thought that I had a lot of money, and they will come to me to borrow money or to give them money or something like that. And out of the little I have, I will give them, you know. But the day I realized why they were doing that was one day they were discussing about me, and they said, this guy must be doing some business where he's getting good money. Where he's getting good money. It cannot be his money that he's spending. Praise the Lord. But what else do I need money for? Isn't it not just to eat? They will spend their money maybe on trivialities, on women, drink, and all that. But I spend my money just to eat and go to work and take care of my family. You know, so, you know, that little I had turned to much. That when they look at it, they will think, in fact, there was a time, people will be thinking that you are a millionaire, you have so much money. You know, and I will be trying to tell them, look, I don't have, but I go to a point and say, look, I'm not going to tell anybody I don't have. If you ask me, I will tell you, say, well, I will see what I can do. If it's possible, and the Lord makes a way, okay, praise the Lord. You see, because you find that when God, you know, blesses you, the little thing that you have, people will think you are even richer than they are. Meanwhile, they may be earning up to 5 or 10 times what you are earning. But because the blessing of the Lord is not on it, they will always be suffering want. Praise the Lord. So it says, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and shall make thy bones. And thou shalt and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that be of thee shall build the old waste places and raise up the foundation of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the paths to dwelling. You see? When we intercede for God's people, when we pray, when we do the things that we ought to do as God wants us to do them, there's no how that we will not be. People will not appreciate us. Even though you may have people that will say, oh, just because of Christ. But you will be appreciated, and all these qualities, all these things that the Lord is talking about here will be said of you. You are the one that restores, you are the one that brings peace, you are the one that promotes, you know, unity and all that. You know, and this is one of the things that is actually needed in the church in this hour, because we know we are heading for a revival. Praise the Lord. We are heading for a revival and we must unite. Praise the Lord. You see? Nefrisby said, if everybody loved everybody, we would have gone by now. But we still have little differences, you know, all those things that divide us and all that. But we need to be able to have grace like Jesus. You know, show mercy and compassion on others who have not reached where we are. Praise the Lord. Now he said in verse 13, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath. Now, Sabbath here, what is he talking about? Sabbath means rest. Amen? Praise the Lord. The Bible is saying, if you turn your foot away from Sabbath, the time that you're supposed to be resting with God, you're not supposed to use it to be doing other activity. I mean, you're supposed to, even if it is, you know, and Sabbath is no longer the Saturday or the Sunday, because some people argue about that. And, you know, it's not something to be argued about. Jesus has already fulfilled the Sabbath. But there is a Sabbath that we're expecting. Praise the Lord. There is a rest that remained to God's people when we will cease from our labors. But there is this requirement that after a while, you will hear the voice telling you, come aside for a little while and have a rest. That's the Sabbath. It could be 1 hour. It could be 1 day. It could be 3 days. But God is telling you, say, come aside a little while. Let us have a time together. And at those times that God is calling you aside, he's saying, you should don't do your own labors. Give him that time. Because he wants to change, he wants to do something in your life. He wants to, you know, give you some positive blessings. Praise the Lord. But if we do not have that time to spend in the presence of God, how can we ever become intimate with him? Praise the Lord. Sometimes you can be in the midst of a crowd, you know, just, I don't know how many of you have had that experience. You don't feel that you need to go aside and maybe just pray or read the Bible. Or go, the scripture will just flash in your mind. You just, you know, the spirit of God is telling you, say, go and check it out. Praise the Lord. See, those are the times that God is calling us to this rest. See, in those times, we should, you know, take time off and be in his presence. You know, and those things are, they may not look as if they are sins or disobedience, but actually they are disobedience. When the Holy Ghost is telling you to do something, and you are postponing it, and you are telling him, say, later, you know, it is disobedience. Because the Holy Ghost is given to you to guide you, to lead you, and to help you. Praise the Lord. But when you do not yield to the help of the Holy Spirit, then that's disobedience. Praise the Lord. And it's something to be repented of. Amen? Praise the Lord. So he said, you know, we should refrain our foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, a holy unto the Lord, honorable, and thou shalt honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Praise the Lord. Now, this is the requirement of God, of us, when we are waiting on him. It is a time of consecration. That's what we call it. When you are consecrating yourself, you are setting yourself aside. You want to renew yourself. Just like if you watch the life of Jesus Christ, after doing some miracles, after a while, he will just disappear from the crowd and go to a mountain place alone to go and pray. We need it in our lives as individuals. Praise the Lord. We should not just be busy, making money and doing other things. Praise the Lord. Because you might be surprised that, look, there are sometimes you find, okay, assuming somebody who has a shop, you can rise up in the morning and rush to your shop early morning and open your shop down, and you will not sell anything until evening. Praise the Lord. What if the Lord told you, don't go to shop and wait. Wait with me at home. You will be thinking that, if I had opened my shop, I would have sold so amount of money. No? But that time that he will tell you, say, okay, it is now time to go. And you get there. As you are opening your shop, you will see your customers that God has reserved for you. They will be the one that they will come, and you might even sell more than those who have been there since morning. Praise the Lord. These things are practical things. These things are not stories. They happen. Praise the Lord. But what I say is that it is important that we should have a time of rest with the Lord. Amen. And the issue of our relationship with one another and what we have to do for the body of Christ, I want to just take another scripture here in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25, I'll read from verse 31. You know that Isaiah was talking about giving your bread to the poor, you know, and so on and so forth. Here it says, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You see, God wants us to care for one another. Because we are one body. Are we not one body? Praise the Lord. We are one body. And when we say we are one body, it should not be a matter of speech. We are just saying it. You know, we are one body. A body is including the hand, the fingers, the toe, the eye, the nose, everything, the ear, and all that. Praise the Lord. And there is nobody that will ever neglect a sore leg. Maybe there's one sore. There's a sore on one of your legs. And then you say, it's not part of the body. Praise the Lord. You have to do something about it. As God gives you wisdom and enablement. Praise the Lord. So this is actually what waiting on the Lord, consecrating yourself, is all about. Jesus himself made himself a sacrifice for the brethren. He said he gave his life for the brethren, and we also ought to do the same, you know, by giving our lives for the brethren. Praise the Lord. But like I said, we are heading for a revival. That's very important, and we need to pray about it. We need to talk to God about it, and we need to pray for ourselves that will be found in the right place. Jesus said he's coming for those who are looking for him. Those who are expecting him. There are those that know that Jesus is the Almighty God, that one day Jesus is going to come and all that, but they are not expecting him. He can come anytime he likes. Praise the Lord. But there are those that are expecting, they want him to come as soon as possible. If possible, today or tomorrow. Praise the Lord. We should have such expectations. We should have such kind of, you know, love for him that we would desire him more than any other thing. Praise the Lord. Now, before I round up, I'd just like to say this. Is there anyone that will ever go and live in the market? Is there anybody that wants to go and live in the market? Okay, maybe you don't have the kind of market we have in back in Nigeria. You know, where we have open market. You have supermarkets here. But is there anybody that will go and live in a supermarket? Praise the Lord. Or that's one they called something meal. What else for me? That one is like almost in city. When they're around Tempe or so. You know, you won't live there because you have a purpose why you went there. You went there to go and buy something that you're going to use at home. Praise the Lord. Either you want to go and buy foodstuffs or you want to go and buy clothes and all that. And that's how we are on this earth. This earth is not our home. Praise the Lord. We only came here to come and gather the things that we're going to need back home. Praise the Lord. And that is why Jesus said we should lay our treasures where moth and rot does not corrupt. So when you are, another scripture says, we should seek the things that are above. You know? So if we know that this place will have no continuity, that at most 120 years old, we are going to live on this earth. But do you know, millennium alone is 1,000 years. Millennium is the reception into eternity. It's just like you go to an office, you are in the reception, you are waiting to see the manager. That's how millennium is. It's a reception into eternity. And it's 1,000 years. Now on this earth, we can only live about one. In fact, by the time you are 90, 100, you'll be begging God, say, what am I still doing here? You know? You will not want to continue because you can't carry yourself anymore. Praise the Lord. The body is already weak. But the man inside is still alive. If you are walking with Christ, you have developed yourself. You have united yourself with the Spirit of Christ. The man inside is ready to go to his abode. But the flesh is weak. The flesh is because this flesh is not going with us. It's going to stay. We're going to shed it here. Praise the Lord. The Bible says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But most times we concentrate attention on the flesh. We give the flesh everything it desires, everything it wants. We feed it 3 times a day, and we cannot feed our spirit 3 times a day. This is the food that the spirit needs. The spirit does not eat bread or rice. The spirit is the word of God. Praise the Lord. So if you want to be alive towards God, then you feed your spirit. Praise the Lord. Praying, studying the word of God, and getting involved in activities that keep you close to Christ. Praise the Lord. And then you start building your treasure where you are going. If you make little profit, you go and put it in the bank of heaven. Praise the Lord. Because that's where you are going eventually to go and settle. And another thing is, it is when you are a young man that you can work for your retirement. Abi? Because when you are old, you won't be able to go out in the streets and be going up and down with others, jumping bus or riding cars, going to the office and going from office to, carrying fires and all those kind of things. You can't do it because you are old. But when you are young, you work and save for the day of retirement. And those older people that did not work and labor for the time that they are going to get old, in their old age, they can still be going with walking stick to go and look for something to eat. And you will sit at your balcony in the morning and be using your stick to brush your mat and be looking at them as they are passing. Because you have already worked when you have the energy. Praise the Lord. And that's what the Bible is telling the youth, say, in the day of your youth, prepare. Amen? That time you have the strength. Use your strength for God. So that not when you are now old, you say, I wish I had known or I had done something with my life when I was younger. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this time is a time of consecration, and we need to take the time to really check ourselves. Because when we get ourselves in the right place, you know, our problems are solved. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And before I just finish, I would just like to, I want us to take some prayer points, and maybe thereafter, whatever other prayers there will be, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we give the Lord a clap offering? Remember now thy creator in the day of thy youth, when the time has not come for you to...
When he was talking about that he is somebody that was cheerful. He was a happy man when he was so bright. I just want to confirm it. And I say that I remember about 20 years ago when I was out of job. And he did not know that I'm out of job. I was in my house sitting with my parents every day. And what day that actually came out, knocking on my door, I opened my door. I had not been coming to my house before. I was surprised to see him that day. And he sat down, we talked at length, and when he was about to go, I escorted him to his car. He opened his car, he brought out an envelope. This envelope was filled with the money, and it was the exact amount that I used to take during my working time. And I just want to say to confirm what he was saying, that he used to give money to people. And people thought that he was a money-realist. I believe that God has blessed him, and we never forget the labor of God.
Amen.
So I'm not saying this thing to let him swear his head. I just want to thank God for what God used him to do. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And another issue I want to talk about is about this. This is Isaiah 58, verse 7, I think. That verse that said, if you see somebody that was cast out, you bring him to your home. You know, this thing is very difficult thing to do. Because if you bring maybe a leper or a madman to your house, I don't know how we are going to do that scripture. I want to use our wisdom to do that. You may bring somebody to your home. You don't know where. I don't know how we are going to pick them at that. I think you use wisdom to do that.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you see, when we walk, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When the Spirit of God is leading you, you can never make a mistake. Amen. That's what it means. He says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You will never come to the point you will do something, you will say, I'm sorry. The reason why we have to say we are sorry is because we are not yet being led fully by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And in everything you do, you see, because there's nobody actually that God created to come and feed the whole world. Even Jesus did not feed the whole world. Amen? He did what he saw the Father do. Praise the Lord. So we must also have that kind of intimate relationship with the Father, so that when the Father is doing something, we are doing the same thing. That is, whatever we are doing, it is God that is leading us to do it. Not because we feel that there is a need or whatever, but because God said, okay, it is time. But Jesus went to the pool of Siloam and healed only one person. And there were so many sick people there. Praise the Lord. You see, and that is what is very important. And look, when we're talking about, you know, the children of Israel entered the promised land. They went to the promised land. What is our own promised land? Holy Spirit. the promised land of the Holy Ghost. When you are completely and totally yielded to the Holy Spirit, and He is the one that is working in you to will and to do. Praise the Lord. That is why all these exercises that we have to do, we have to make sure that we are getting ourselves to that point where the Lord is leading us. So there's no reason to be afraid. Amen?
Amen?
If God asks you to go and bring a madman into your house, that means the madman is going to be healed. Praise the Lord. So, I mean, but the important thing is that is God leading you? You see, there are sometimes you give somebody, you try to help people that God is trying to teach some lesson. I mean, not teach them lesson in a bad way, but God is trying to train them. You know, okay, let me give you this story. They said there was this hunter that went to the bush, and that he was going, he saw a butterfly struggling to come out of the cocoon. And in pity, he took his scissors and sliced the cocoon so that the butterfly will come out. And they say the butterfly spent the brief life on earth crawling around, could not fly. Why? Because that struggle that the butterfly struggles through the cocoon helps to push some vitamins into the wings so that when it comes out, then it can fly. But the man was feeling pity for the butterfly and went and sliced the cocoon, and the butterfly could not fly. And that's how sometimes when people are going through certain things, let God guide you to know whether they actually need help or they need to go through it to become better people. Praise the Lord. So it's wisdom, and God will guide us. Praise the Lord. So I want us to stand up. I want to sing a song. Before we, maybe you should still sit down. Let me sing this song and then we'll go into the prayers. I'm singing on behalf of all of us. So listen to the words and hum it in your heart. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice. And it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by thy power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. The verse 4 says, there are depths of love I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. You know, the writers of this song, it's believed, are talking about death. Amen? But we know we cannot die. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, he that liveth and believeth in me shall not die. So don't think, we are not thinking about death when we are singing of this song. Because another song says, the sky is the goal and not the grave. Amen? We are looking forward to Jesus coming in our time, and we are translated with him. Praise the Lord. So, and till I rest in peace with thee, I mean, by the time that the change will happen, in a twinkling of an eye, praise the Lord, it is going to be pure rest. Praise the Lord. Because you are no longer being the one acting. Say, your hand will be his hand, his mouth, your mouth, it is him that will be speaking through you. When you move your leg, it is him that is moving you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is what we should desire. We should desire to be clothed, to be filled. Like what the scripture is saying in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Is talking about the fullness of Christ coming into us. Praise the Lord. You know, God possessing us full and full. We should desire it, and I think we should pray about it. Praise the Lord. So, let's rise to our feet, and let's begin to talk to God now. I want us to, first of all, ask the Lord to help us in our areas of weaknesses. You know, the area where you're weak may not be the area where I'm weak. But we have our areas of weaknesses. You know, just commit it to God. God is not, I mean, he is not sitting on the judgment throne now, you know. He is sitting on the mercy seat. You know, reaching out unto you with blessing, with mercy. You know, and is ready to help you. So if there's any area in your life you want God to help you, just lay it before him. Praise the Lord. He knows about it, but he wants you to tell him about it.